What a beautiful day to be alive. What a moment to be here with you again as we get set for another experience of radio that's different from others. It's an experience totally and utterly different from whatever experience you could get on radio. And that's because you make it unique, you make it different. It is the only radio show that affords you the opportunity to scream. There's some craziness out there on Lagos Radio. After all, you know, we do the scream everywhere, we scream around. But this time, it's a channeled, energy. The screaming is not just waste of time, like the kind of screaming you experience in the market or the kind of screaming you experience at the bus stop. You know, sometimes you'd be like, must you shout? You know, not that kind of screaming. It's channeled to, you know, eliminate negative energy. Those energies that would weigh you down, you pack them up together, wrap them up into those words and let them out by screaming, what's up, Lagos? That's what the scream is all about. So it's about making sure that only the positive energy stays with you as you go about listening to the radio station and go about your daily activity. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers, right here on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Alrighty, welcome Lagos. Check your time. It's 14 minutes gone past 10 o'clock and this is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Today is the 15th day in the month of November 2021 and it's a Monday, fresh week. And I mean, I am quite excited about the week. It's a fresh start, right? So if you didn't have a chance to do the things you wanted to do last week, you have that chance to do it this week.
Absolutely. And for those who are still counting the days, like, oh boy, the year's coming to an end, remember that the maker of the heavens and the earth, according to how the books have told us, the maker of the heavens and the earth spends just 7 days to create the entire world. So imagine if you put your trust in someone who created the world as big, as large, as mysterious as the world is. I mean, there's still so many things that are still mysteries to the human mind. Mm-hmm. You know, everything was put together in 7 days. So think about what that man can do for you in 24 minutes in a day. Mm. So even when it's 7 days at the end of the year, anything can still happen.
Anything can happen. It's just for your trust. And I love that illustration anyway. But how are you, though?
I'm great, man. I'm great. Quite an eventful weekend. Feel good. I'm trying to put myself in the mood for work. You know, I guess that's the feeling I have. But how are you?
I'm fine. I think I rested a bit. You know, we talked about it over the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, for you to like...
to rest and
relax.
Have a good... Yeah, so I think I was able to achieve that. Mm-hmm. And shout out to the Kail conference that I went for. So yeah, okay. I had that time to just chill. I had the time to relax. Yeah, yeah, basically, I had the time to relax and not just going for that event. I had other things that helped me to relax as well. So yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Big shout out to all mothers out there, especially to you. Man, it takes a lot, especially working mothers. You know, sometimes, you know, see, woman... we be mother, we the walk at the same time. And woman, we no get picking, we just the walk. There's a difference. You know, I'm not saying that women that are not mothers are not, you know, don't get busy or thereabout. But you see, it's a whole different ballgame.
It is.
To walk, that alone is full-time job.
Absolutely.
In one African country recently, it was made that being a housewife is a full-time job that will be paid for.
Really?
And because of the responsibilities that come with it.
Absolutely.
But you are not just an amazing wife, you're also an amazing mother, and then you come to work every day.
Yeah, so we're doing...
Shout out to every working class mother out there.
Absolutely. You know, we're doing both brain work and doing physical work. So it's,
I'm telling you,
it's tasking mentally.
Yeah,
it's also tasking physically, and we get to juggle both. Yeah. And that's amazing, actually.
Well done. Well done.
Shout out to
well
all.
Done. If nobody greets you, with well done. Me, I will tell you well done.
Really?
You understand? Because the people are like, you know, how many is that? No, you leave your own. It's a whole lot of work. Mm. And, you know, even me with my support and, you know, trying to do my own part, yeah. I still realize that it is too many, you know. Yeah, and all that. Have you ever found yourself in a station where you went out maybe for, I mean, we have been in that station a lot of times. You plan to go out somewhere, maybe a supermarket or somewhere to do some shopping, to buy stuff for yourself. And then you end up spending the whole money on your child.
Mm.
You get there, be like, this is beautiful. It's beautiful. I don't know, man. Parents, man, I didn't know this is part of it. Like,
so let me give you guys the gist. Yesterday, we took our time. We wanted to buy groceries, and most of it were toiletries.
Yeah.
And then we got to a supermarket. And then we were picking stuff. And then we went to the section where, and in that supermarket, I don't know how they did it, where you want to get your toiletries.
Yeah.
The children's section is just somewhere there.
My
and
inside.
So, and then we were just, you know, strolling around and looking for what to pick and all.
Mm.
And then we saw things. We saw toys. We saw shoes.
Mm-hmm.
We saw, you know, amazing things for kids. And then we started picking. As they need this now. We're picking. He needs this one now. And then we forgot that we came to buy things for ourselves. And then when we got back home, Collins was looking at the receipt like, hey, what did we really buy? Like,
I now checked.
Over how much? Just for say? Just for this boy?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Man.
But we went to buy things for ourselves, didn't we?
Unplanned. It is not the first time it happened.
Yeah.
The time we went to get stuff for ourselves, new clothes, we went to the market and then we ended up spending more than half of the money.
On what we wanted to get for him.
It's not like we're complaining. We're just saying that. Parents, well done.
Well done, for the sacrifices.
You know, the mumunness that come with parenting.
You know, I remember the day that I went shopping for myself.
Yeah.
And that was after we went shopping for Dane.
Yeah.
And then when we got, I you know, went out to get stuff for myself. And I, you know, that thing came again where I wanted to buy things for him. I said, this one will fit in. So I said, no, not today, not today. I'm going to get everything for myself, not today.
You're so strong. Me, I cannot lock up.
I had to, I zero my mind. I said, come. Because the thing is, we become so sacrificial that we forget about ourselves most times.
That's right.
You know, when we're being parents, how that, you know, we want to take care of this child. We want to make sure that this child has got the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then most times we forget about ourselves and that we also need to, you know, care for ourselves.
That's right.
As well.
That's
so
right.
Most times we have to like strike that balance. It's not that you were being selfish.
Yep.
It's not that we're being wicked or anything. Because sometimes that guilt comes in as well. I had to tell myself, no, what I'm doing is not wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm taking care of myself. All right. You know, sometimes that guilt comes in and then you want to see yourself as you're not taking care of your child. You're not paying attention to your child and all of that. But hey, nah. That's not true.
Absolutely. So a wise word there for parents out there. Just ensure, know when to take care of yourself by yourself.
By yourself.
And know when to like say, no, I'm not doing this.
Mm.
Know when to check your budget and ensure that you don't go and spend.
I was thinking about his life yesterday. I said, oh my God. He went on a sober mood.
Sober.
I said, God, take it easy. The Lord God will provide.
Amen. Anyways, guys, how are you doing? That's how we decided to kickstart the show. You know, you get plenty of the techers listening to the radio show. We bring plenty of our stories, our gist, our waka, around Lagos, and plenty of that. We also love to hear your story, you know, from whatever perspective. That's why we kickstart the show by asking you, how are you doing? Where are you calling from? And what this lungu feels like. What is a lungu? Lungu is your neighborhood, your quartier, your area, your project. Depending on what area depending on projects are for the lungus, that's for like ghettos.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if it's your estate, wherever it is you are, we'd like to know how you're doing, really.
Absolutely. The phone lines are open, 0700-993-993-993. And this one's for women, 01465-7190.
And you can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. She's Andrea Adobe. Take care.
And he is Collins. Take
care. And we are
the Techers. Welcome, Lagos. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Thank you for grabbing me this morning.
Wow.
This is Adodi Teke.
Welcome.
I'm so much excited for you guys in the studio. Whenever time you people come on air like this, my vibrant started high, very high. So,
great to hear.
My name is Azubike. I come from the studio.
Oh, great
welcome
to have
Azubike.
You.
Thank you. Let me say what happened as well last week.
Okay.
Last week was so much fantastic for me. Despite the tough times that I have, that God made me to pass all the tough times away.
Okay.
And the only thing that gives me joy so much is Nigeria Info. Whenever time I listen to Nigeria Info, I forget my sorrow and other things. And what I would like you to do is that it's not only working class mother that we can only talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We have a working class father.
That's
like,
right.
College in the studio there.
Yeah, that's right.
A very working, hardworking man. So let us take this thanks to our working class fathers.
All right, fantastic. I agree with you. I mean, when you say mothers, there's a father involved.
Mm.
But, you know, I say specifically mothers because the truth is, whether we like it or not, when it comes to taking care of the child naturally, the nurturing ability of women, except the exceptions always, is just different. So they get committed more.
Mm.
That's not to say working class fathers should not also
be celebrated or be appreciated.
Absolutely.
Hello. Chest alive. Welcome.
Hello? Oh boy, line not clear. Well, we'll go on a break, pick some bills. When we get back, it will be time for y'all to hear us again and hear more from you on What's Up Lagos. Well, 10:33, that's what the time says. Welcome back. You're listening to Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info, and we are the
The Techers. It's, of course, 10:33 right now. And now, of course, it is the feel of Lagos this morning to tell us what is going on around your area and how are you feeling? You want to scream, what's up, Lagos? And then we're right here to say cheers to life to you. Of course, we're cheersing to good life. We're cheersing to being alive and seeing a new day, seeing a new week. Alrighty, 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
And for WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Hi, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life.
Hello.
Myself.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Hello. Okay. Hello. Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Just alive.
I'm so excited. It's my birthday today.
Woo! Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Wow.
You know, I'm so happy I got through to you guys today again.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much, you know. It's been a roller coaster, you know. Things haven't been as we expect, you know, but I am still blessed no matter what.
That's right. That's the spirit.
So I want to say I thank God for everything. I have a wonderful family. My kids are doing well.
But congratulations to you and happy birthday. Also, happy birthday to everyone celebrating your birthdays today. I think Idozie Dinaji here says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. My amiibo Kampo. My lungu is calm. Today's my mom's birthday. And he says we should celebrate.
Wow. Celebrations everywhere. Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah, Andrea and Fake, I called before. Network was bad.
That's right.
Welcome.
Yeah, what you guys first said the first time, like when you shop sometimes, you end up shopping for your
children.
Your child.
That's
in fact, this has been happening to me for quite some time now. I would tell myself, oh God, I don't want to buy, I'm not buying anything, but I'll end up buying things I know is not even my budget to buy. I don't know. These are children, eh? May God help us.
May God help us indeed.
We want the best for them, and that's why we keep buying and buying, but we just need to curtail it anyway.
Absolutely.
Thank you for even saying this. I need to really watch.
Thank you.
Right. We know that a lot of people will be able to relate to this.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're a parent and a caring one at that, you would be able to relate to what we just shared.
That's right. If you're a parent, that's not long.
Hi, Sunday. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Just alive.
I'm so glad to hear your voice today.
Great to hear from you.
I've been listening to this program for over 3 months now.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Welcome.
It's so difficult for me to connect. To stay connected.
We're glad that you did.
Yeah, you guys are really amazing.
Thank you, Sunday. Appreciate you. There is that interference coming back. And I believe it will have to do with the network. But Sunday is a first-time caller. It's good to hear from you.
That's right. Thank you for calling 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
This Eze calling from Odogbolu, Ogun State.
Welcome.
All right, Eze.
How is Lagos today now?
Fine.
Lagos is good. How are you?
Yeah, there's not much problem.
Okay, I was going to ask, are you here to advertise at Odogbolu again?
Abi.
0700.
He wants everyone to move to Odogbolu.
993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Peters.
Hi.
Good morning, Lagos.
It's What's Up, Lagos?
It's David on the line.
Welcome, David.
Welcome.
Yeah. These kids and buying things, you know. mine just happened yesterday, and my wife. I would blame my wife, or I'll suspect my wife for that.
Oh,
you know what? I gave her 2,000. No, you know she collected 2,000.
Okay.
For me yesterday, said she wanted to get the kids biscuits.
All right.
I said okay, no problem. So I was inside the car. I said okay, go now. Is that I should follow her? I said no. I know the reason. The reason is because when I get to that place,
you start pointing.
She will tell me. I'll start pointing some other things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, I said to myself, okay, give me the 2,000. Let me just go and get the biscuits. And I got in there. Believe you me, I came out spending 15,000.
That is the thing. You know,
yeah.
Man.
So it's not our fault.
Thank you for sharing. There's a spirit involved, the spirit of taking care of the children. Because I used to fight her, I would just frown. She said, let's go now. Let's go where? Let's go there. At the good close. You know? And then I would go, and then I would just be frowning. He said, I really actually need this. So this is beautiful. This is. So. The last time it was alone, I went myself, just like the last caller. I ended up spending money. I think it's just what it is, man. Hey.
What's up, Lego?
Hello.
Welcome, Bio.
What's up, Lego?
Chest alive.
Oh, my God.
Guy, I'm happy to get through to you today.
Welcome.
It's been quite a while. I've been trying to get you on the line. I'm another listener to the program on I've been wanting to contribute to one or two things concerning your discussion on your platform.
Yeah.
But this particular topic you brought, in fact, is a very interesting one to me today.
Okay.
You know, because of this, I end up selling one of my dogs.
Wow.
Somebody has been begging me with $900,000 for that dog.
Mm-hmm.
I never wanted to sell. Said it's my pet. But when my child wanted to get into a higher class, you know, moving from primary to secondary school.
Yeah.
You know, I end up selling this dog for $500,000.
Wow.
Wow.
I just said the person, bring the money, just bring it, because then all my job was just outside, no money was paid into my account, and I was needed the money just to just make sure to get that to.
Wow.
In fact, it was really painful. Even to my daughter too. You know, I have to do that.
Wow.
Even so, part of the money that I thought I could use for my whatever, I couldn't. I had to just make sure everything just went well.
That's right.
Without a supposed plan. So that's what parents go through sometimes.
Yeah. Yes, so that's it. The sacrifices that come with parenting.
Absolutely.
Shout out to parents.
But shout out to all of you. Amazingly doing well. I mean, you're doing great.
If you haven't laughed just yet, perhaps the next call.
Hello.
Hello,
Abby, Dine.
Holy Adam, Israelite.
People are playing sweet mother now. Sweet mother, let you know, say now, we did the sweet, sweet background for children. You know, the technicality, the looking after children and the home is so enormous. So all the money college is paying you, they keeping them for your retirement, so. the working place so different from the one at home. So that when you retire, you go they travel here and there. At least you have made it now. You go Israel, you go Egypt. So that when you
Israel again. Thank you so much for calling. It's really great to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Okay, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line, 01465-7190.
More calls coming in and more messages. You can send yours on WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. This is WhatsApp Lagos, and we are
The Techers. We have Binga on the line right now, and he's a first-time caller as well.
Absolutely.
Welcome, Binga.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Collins. Okay. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Good
morning. My wife called me yesterday. Apparently, she took my daughter to her mother's place. And then she just gave the phone to my daughter that my daughter wants to speak with me. So what's the problem? And then my daughter goes, Daddy, must we check this thing? Meaning, I'm owing. I'm like, what? Owing? What's wrong? And then she said, she took her shopping, she bought clothes and this and that. And then she's owing 30K and she has paid 10K. I'm paying 20. And then I don't just get it. I mean, women, they will kill us. Thank you very much.
All right, appreciate you. I feel this pain because sometimes men, we think that there's some conspiracy involved.
Okay.
You know.
That we use the children.
With children, yes.
To get as money out from you.
As a bit. Which we're not saying is bad, though, but because you use what you have.
To get what you want.
You understand?
I don't believe that.
But we know. My point is that you guys need to understand that we know. Because sometimes the kids are bait to press home your demands for them through them. You know, I've seen it many times. So you say, go and tell daddy, you're hungry. Tell daddy, you're this and all that. Wale is on the line. Let's take Wale.
Hi, Wale. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Nice one. Well, my first time calling into this show.
Welcome.
I envy the two couples, you know.
Okay.
Congratulations and God bless you.
Amen. Yeah. God bless you too.
My contribution is those thoughts. The psychology of loving your children is beyond human comprehension.
That's right.
And as such, for someone like me who knows no bounds when loving my four boys, I try to break the bank sometimes. Sometimes you don't have a limit.
That's right.
And when the Prime Minister, being my wife, I call her Prime Minister. Because the
policy, the head of government.
it can only be manipulated very well to the tune of the woman. So we give it to them. Yeah. So whenever she wants to set me up, she will just put my children into the car and tell me, oh, guys, let us just go down to any of these
supermarket.
Any of these, supermarket.
Oh, ho!
And the moment we are there, she ensured that I have my ATM, which is the total access to the money I have at any point in time. So at the end of the day, I end up spending far beyond what I budgeted.
I'm telling you.
What I mean budgeted in my mind, because of the love for the children,
yes,
you do not have any limit to what you can spend.
That's right. That's right.
Just the parents that just want to be on their own or want to assume loving themselves and their kids.
That's right.
Want to manage.
Yeah. That's right.
The truth of the matter is that you can always go more than the extra mile,
yeah,
mm-hmm, for your children, child, because they are right. Truly, that's why they call them their children.
That's right.
And I only hope that children would also be wise one someday to understand that the love we have for them, mm-hmm, is beyond their quantum.
That's right.
Thank you very much, and well done. Good job you guys are doing.
Thank you.
So I think I know that you were able to relate, because I can't lie. Let me tell the truth. Let me confess.
Confess.
So yesterday, when the whole thing happened,
yeah,
I think I did some things. Oh, I did some things.
You're just speaking.
I was there because I felt like you are there. You know, you still pay for it. You don't have a choice. That was the reason I picked those things. I just went to me. I said, "Oh, look at this shoe now. It's going to fit him. He like, you know, he needs shoes.
I know that sounded very familiar.
And he was like, hey, let me see. It's fine. It's fine. You can add it." And I just went to the bag and I picked water bottle. I picked food flags. I went. I picked socks. You know, I was just picking. I said, the father is there. The father is there.
We thank God that we are father that can be able to, you know, to step up, as it were.
We bless God.
But the truth is, whether or not, I know some people say, don't talk about this now. Some people are going to be very conscious now. Like the last caller said, you cannot comprehend it.
Yeah.
You get there even yourself. You spend. Well, when I realize that, even when I'm there alone, I sometimes I'm blank about what I need for myself.
True. It happens to me.
I am just there thinking of what do I get for this
boy. Yeah.
So, parents, shout out to you again.
Mm.
And how you doing, Lagos?
Hello.
Hey, it's a callback.
Okay, welcome back, AZ.
Yes, let's start again. What's up, Lagos?
Just test the line.
Now we are going to change it to what's up, Odogbolu.
Odogbolu, ka.
What's up, Odogbolu?
Only you go answer that one. No. Maybe your Odogbolu people go follow your answer.
Okay, you see one thing, eh? Odogbolu, as I told you last time, there is space for everything. All the motor can enter here without no problem. All houses can enter here without problem. Anything is available. Just come as you are. You are welcome.
Izzy, what's your original state? Where is your state from? Your state, go.
Confirm Ebonyi state.
So you love Ebonyi. You are now an ambassador of Odogbolu.
Because I find pleasure in Odogbolu, that's why I'm here.
Oh boy, you certainly have chieftaincy title very soon. Thank you so much for calling.
They are giving it to me. They are giving me chieftaincy title. I'm the best one of Odogbolu.
No wonder.
Yes.
Google it out. You find it. You find the original name there.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate.
Wow.
Odogbolu in Ogun State. It's actually the home of so many great minds. Mm. You know. So many great elder statesmen and guys who have, you know, some great people from there. One of these days we'll mention a number of people who are from Odogbolu, Ogun State.
Okay.
But let's take more calls.
Okay. Lagos, how are you doing this morning? Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Ooh la la.
Wow, please call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
The Tekkers.
Yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
Chess to life.
Good morning, college. I so much love your programs. You guys are doing a great job on the studio. You see, there's something you people are saying this morning that I'm a victim of this. You know, some days ago, I was complaining to my wife. I said, can you imagine? I don't feel buy clothes for myself again. I don't feel buy shoe for myself again. When last did I buy shoe? The only shoe where I get don't spoil. To buy shoe, no problem. Hmm? The other shoe where I buy this year, na canvas. And now, the canvas, I like to use jeans, they wear canvas. Mm. Now, to buy jeans, why would you wear those canvas? Now, I know if you buy this, you can't imagine. You see, taking care of your family, trying to make sure you provide for these children and make sure that the family is okay, is now is denying the parents of the basic things you're supposed to do for yourself. You know, if money comes into the pocket, the first thing you think of is, you know, about these children, about the family, all these kind of things. See, sometimes I think it's time the fathers, particular, the fathers especially, to sit down, let's take care of themselves somehow. Mm. You know.
Yeah, they have to strike a balance. I totally understand. And I can feel the pain, all right? I really feel the pain. Now, there are two categories. Mm-hmm. There are those who, you know, because of the bukata, mm-hmm. or the responsibilities, mm-hmm. you know, occasioned by the children or mm-hmm. the family, mm-hmm. they cannot afford for themselves extra. All they have is straight to the family.
Yeah.
That's one. Mm-hmm. The second category are those, you even have the money. Mm-hmm. But you know, even when you make up your mind that you want to do something for yourself, you're still finding yourself drifting towards doing it for the children.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a category where, you know, that has been my experience. You know, now I've forgotten that I have to take care of my own self. I've totally forgotten about that. And I think there's need for us to strike that balance. You know, and it's not a father thing. It's a parents thing. Yeah. There are times you experience the same thing too as a mother.
Absolutely.
Oh boy. Absolutely. I'm happy a lot of people are on that table.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what do this will achieve.
Maybe to help to strike the balance and also feel like I'm not alone in this. Mm-hmm. The techies are also experiencing it.
Okay, great, fantastic. In seconds, we'll take a trip to the newsroom. Afterwards. We'll take a break to pick some bills and then to the newsroom and then the family talk today.
This is
Welcome back, Lagos 11:03 on the clock right now, and the Family Talk is live. Now, if you're just joining, this is the second hour of the show where that we bring the biggest family conversation right here on the show. And today is no exception. We have a conversation that we intend to have a part two of tomorrow.
Yep.
This particular conversation is quite a sensitive one,
mm-hmm.
But it's also one that we have to talk about because, hey, we all have secrets, don't we? We all have secrets. And the question today would be, honesty, they say, is the best policy. But does this apply within the family? It is also known that secrets are kept, especially in the family setting. Either between spouses,
mm-hmm.
Between brother and sister, mm-hmm. or between mother and child or father and child.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and we've seen how that secrets most times has either ruined a family, family relationships, separated homes, destroyed homes at most times. But are we now saying that because of the detriment mm-hmm. that telling a secret can bring, mm-hmm. that we shouldn't be honest in our family? But our focus mainly today is coping and dealing with shocking family secrets. I know of two stories where that a woman found out that her husband was gay. All along, they've been married. They have kids.
Yeah.
And she somehow found out that her husband was gay. It was a devastating moment for her. Now, that's one. I know personally of one. This man is, of course, he says that he's gay, but hid it from his wife. Now, we all knew. We went to church together, a devoted church member. I remember he was kind of soft and warm. Right, he showed so much feminine attributes.
Mm.
Of course, we didn't tend to attribute it to anything of sort.
But we just felt that he is a warm, receptive, you know, he loves feminine things. And we didn't see anything wrong with that. It was after a while, one of our mutual friends went for a hangout with him. And he started, you know, throwing advances to this other guy. And he had to confess to the guy that he had that. Yeah. And this one was like, what? And you're married and you have children. And does she know? You know, and that was how we in that circle got to find out that he was that. And his family is not aware of it.
You know, dealing with shocking, the revelation of shocking secrets, it's actually a big deal.
It is.
Because it could, experts would say, or psychologists would say, it could affect you psychologically. Some could put you in a traumatic situation. You'd be like, every day we're thinking, no, I can't believe this.
You feel like your life has been a lie all along. A situation where a mom, a father is just finding out that all his children are not even his children. And he has catered for them from, you know, when the mother got pregnant, or from inception, or conception rather, to, you know, adulthood. And he's just finding out that those children were not his.
That's another one that is a very common secret that, you know, whenever it comes out, there's a problem. You know, that there's so many secrets like that, that whenever you get to find out, or maybe a family member is a fraud, is a major fraud, you know, shy, you have chopped from the money, you have like, should I not? You know, but you can't say a thing because you'd be like, okay, or maybe it's against your value. You find out something about the family member or, you know, that's against your value.
Value, yes.
You know how to deal with it. You say, they say you have betrayed family. You keep quiet, you are dying inside.
Absolutely. Or it could even be between siblings right now. Yeah. You find out that your brother is addicted to smoking.
Yeah.
Right? He either he does drugs. And you just found out.
Will you go to NDLEA and say...
Would you report him?
Say, NDLEA, my brother does drug. I want you... I want the best for him. In some societies, family members will take such steps. But I'm sure in Nigeria, if you go to NDLEA and say, you go and report, say, my brother is into drugs. I want you to deal with him. I want him to stop.
Yeah.
NDLEA will say, I don't know for you. What kind of wicked woman
brother
are you?
Your
brother? I've not seen that kind of human being. You know, I'm sure there'll be like Collins, come on, won't do that. Don't say that. But the truth is, we're Nigerians and naturally, that'll be the first reaction. So society also has a way of making it difficult for people to like, you know, let out, deal with this, the finding out of secrets.
Yeah. But you know, like I said earlier, they say honesty is the best policy. How true do we have that value? How well does that value come to play in situations like this?
That's a very big question. You know, it goes back to one time we asked a question of when to spit it out all or just
keep some things to yourself.
Because secrets also are meant to protect. Secrets can help protect a relationship. It could help protect a life. Depending on... See, that secrets you put out there, you know it's going to be chaos. Would you not want to apply honesty at that time and use honesty to cause chaos? Serious chaos. You don't want chaos? Like serious chaos where it's going to affect everything.
So are you saying that's some secret? There's some things you don't share within a family setting? That you keep secrets?
With my little years of staying on earth, the answer to that question is yes. So... I'm not encouraging being dishonest, but I'm just saying that there are some things that you look at the consequences of letting it out. You'll be like, no. Maybe this one should do, especially if, you know, keeping it doesn't affect anybody. So I've come to realize that there's so many things like that in the family setting.
All right, I think it's time to let our listener come in. 0700-993-993-993. Have you ever been in such a situation in your family, in your relationship, in your marriage, where that you found out a very shocking secret, either about your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, your husband, or your wife? How did you deal with it? How did you cope throughout this period, knowing that this person is one who is dear to you? Did you feel devastated? How did you handle that period of you finding out that shocking secret? 0700 993 993 993, and then the female only line is 01465 7190.
Coping and dealing with shocking family secrets. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hello, engineer, I'm calling back.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome.
I said that you're calling back.
Welcome.
Am I on to this?
Yes, you are.
Go ahead, we've heard you.
Okay. It has happened to me and my family before. Mm. I discovered that a friend of mine bought a piece of land, and just a tree plot away from that land happened to be my own brother's building a house, not letting my brother know. Mm. It was the Omonile that made me to know that you two are lucky, you have women around you, only for us to see that the woman in question happened to be my brother's wife.
Wow.
You know, today I never told my brother about it.
Wow.
I did not mention it.
You found...
I did is I tried to avoid their house, to go there, because I thought my life was in danger.
Wow.
But at the point, I had to put up a strategy by meeting the wife one-on-one, telling her, you can just say it's your mother's land, mother's property, she gave it to you. That's all. That will solve the problem. And that's how I was able to solve that problem.
Wow.
My whole family.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that one.
He got to find out that his brother's wife was building a house without letting the brother know.
She could have a good reason for doing that.
Reason as in how you can go and build a house. Can you build a house without letting him know?
Well, if I know the kind of person you are, maybe it's a surprise to you. You know,
surprise
you never
can
tell. But, I mean, she knows the kind of husband that she must have married. Mm-hmm. And that could be a good reason for her to say she is hiding that, you know, secret from her husband or from her family.
I mean, you have the right if you want to keep it to yourself. And as far as it's not my money you're using, if it's my money, I should know.
Yeah.
All right. But it's your funds. You can choose to want to do it. It will be heartbreaking.
Mm.
That's what both of us. But away from us, in that situation, man, I don't know. You heard the story of a woman who actually, the husband was paying rent.
Mm-hmm. In the same building.
In the same building
that
she built.
And she was a landlord, the landlady. We have Frank on the line. Hi, Frank. Welcome.
Hi, Liteke. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers. Just alive.
Welcome.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Liteke. I want to say something now. And this thing is in the radio right now. A young guy called for one of our stations and says that he's making love with his mother.
Wow.
And the boy now is grown up. And the thing has come to the station now that he don't know how to stop it. And you call the radio station, what will he do? The presenter just shout and call the phone because of the shock.
Mm-hmm.
So, if somebody had this kind of secret now, how that person will be this kind of... I don't know what to say. Please, let me just hear from you.
Okay.
First of all, he needs help.
Situation.
It's a syndrome. He needs
it
help.
Happens.
Yeah,
it's
an Oedipus complex or something like that. Yeah, where that you have feelings for your mom, and then the girl has feelings for the dad. I think it's a complex, mm-hmm. and he needs to see a professional. He needs to see a psychologist to help him through that. If he needs help, he has come out to say that he needs help. Then someone needs to help him on that one. So it happens. It is shocking. It is a taboo, if you like, but it's a thing. It's a psychological thing, and he could be suffering from that.
All right. What do you do when you find out his family secret?
Hello. Good morning, Colin. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you. This is my first time calling on your show.
Hi, Armor.
Welcome.
Every time I hear you guys, I just keep smiling like, I don't know. Thank you for all you do, by the way.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So talking about sharing secrets.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to share secrets as it pertains to the family, you have to check the person's intelligence level and tolerance level as to how they can handle what you have to share to them. So I don't believe every secret has to be out there. Just like Colin said, there are some secrets that will scatter everything. And you just have to keep it since it's going to protect your family. That's just what it is.
All right. Thank you, Omar, and appreciate it.
All right. I mean, so he's saying that if in such a situation like the story I shared earlier, this, you know, close or friend that, you know, seemingly
shares not of a straight.
Yeah. I'm trying not to use the word. So, yeah. And would you say it is okay for him not to share that with his wife?
What's your own business? You as the friend, you're sharing as who?
No. I mean him, the person himself.
Okay, the person himself was in this.
Nothing concerned me now.
That person, whether he should not share with the wife.
Yeah.
He must have his reasons. Like, for example, if he feels that it's going to be devastating, the wife can't handle it just yet.
He shouldn't share it.
Recently, the videos out there, some young Nigerians coming out to their parents, especially from the UK, and some of coming out to their parents who they are and what they have chosen to be. And the reactions were different. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers, just alive. Welcome.
I greet you, people. I want to go to the way of the brother that God is saying, in brother wife was building, in brother, no. Something happened in order. A woman gave her husband money two times to build a house. The man going to take and they do all one bed. The woman don't know what he will do again. So he go buy land, go build a house, another place. The husband, no. As him build the house, finish. He get the key, call the husband, give him the key of the house. Tell her, say, anytime where Ingo sell this house, she go cause up. He don't give her money two times, so the man take and do all one bed. So the woman come by another place, build a house, call her husband, give him the key of the house. So if you sell her, Ingo cause up. So maybe say, I'm supporting what that woman will do according to that last call. But some men, then they cause one like, wow. That's why I am supporting Andre this morning. Thank you very much. Otay school at camp.
All right, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Kingsley's on the line calling from Luth, and he's a first-time caller. Hi, welcome. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Kingsley.
Good to have you.
I'm fine. This is a story that about my kinsmen, family.
Okay.
A cousin raped a little niece of 11 years old. And everybody tried to cover it. Even as I'm talking now, they've not done the needful. But each time I wake up and look at my daughter, and it just occurred to me that, you know, your daughter could be a victim of something like this. So sad that the Kingsmen are coming together to have the truth covered, have all of this embellished. You know, it's very sad. As I am now, I'm the enemy of my people. Because I'm standing my truth, I'm standing my ground. That they must come together and reprimand the person that did this particular thing. It's not about how you take care of these people or how wealthy you are or all that. And similar things like this are happening in so many families.
That's right.
And they keep covering it. But right now, I'm not covering mine. Because I wake up every day feeling this, you know, this guilt, this fear.
Yeah.
Each time I see my daughter.
Can't imagine.
So it's bad. You have a child defiled. Okay, the story is now she wasn't raped. She was done this. This is how it happened, and this all that. So the way I handle mine is that we call in this dispensation, we must begin to say the truth no matter how. You know, so many times you think these things we cover won't come forth, or the repercussion will come thereafter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why do you have to cover it when you know the consequences will happen? I told somebody, was one of the elders in the town was telling me, this is a result of what the forefathers did. I said, what are we doing now? So what are you doing now? You are equally adding insults to injury. We are getting the whole thing exacerbated. We are building on the wrong foundation. So this generation must start saying the truth. Not minding. So what I'm trying to put out here is that I'm standing my ground. They must go to that family. They must apologize for that family. And if possible, that young man must face the music. I don't care. You know, sometimes it's better given, it's better forgiven. Forgiven and another person will be raped. Forgiven and another person will be defiled, and it's becoming a trending thing. So it's my ground here. It's my ground. I just want to say this on air to still, you know, free the burden of my heart. But the truth must be said, and the cop must face the music. True. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, very much, Kingsley. Wow. You know, we had this conversation sometime on Family Talk where that we talked about how that families cover up sexual abuses. Like
absolutely.
And, you know, I remember
the topic was sexual abuse within the family.
Within the family. Yeah. And I remember the phone lines went cold because the truth is a lot of families do this. And, you know, they say, oh, we're covering the family name, protecting the family name. Things like this shouldn't come out. It's a taboo. But they forget that someone is hurting. Yeah. And someone is on the loose, and could another person could be a victim of what that person, you know, started, and it should be dealt with. Yeah, if you're not seeking help for the victim, seek help for the perpetrator as well. If I mean, he needs to know that what he did was wrong, and he needs to face the punishment, and also then seek help, because most times the people who do this, perpetrate such a thing as rape, are not even mentally sane.
That's right.
You're not sane. So they need help as well.
That's right, man. That was a touching one. That's absolutely the kind of secret your body would be. You can't be party to that, man. It's going to come out.
So that means there are some secrets that shouldn't be covered
at all. I mean, that's why I mentioned the other time that when it has to do with someone hurting already.
Yes.
You can't afford to say you want to cover it. Now, that covering of shame and name and all that, man. I don't know, but it's a common thing in society. I don't see the rationale behind it. And most times it's the poor that suffer. Those who cannot afford.
Yeah.
You know, money has a way of buying stuff. We've heard so many stories of that nature.
All right, hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, back on the line on another cabin.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what is there that
trust me, that wasn't me.
Do call us back. We have WhatsApp messages, and this one here says, good morning, the techers. I got married February this year and spent only 4 months with me and left up till today. She refused to come back. Last week, she called me and said she went to a church and she was told my mother is a witch, and as long as she stays in that marriage, she wouldn't have a child of her own. And I know my mom too well. She's a strong Christian. If she was a witch, why didn't she kill me when I was a child? Please come to my rescue. I can't hide it. I have to tell my mom straight up. Wow.
Perhaps she has been brainwashed wherever she went to. Because
but why
that's
did
the
they
kind of
brainwash
story.
Her before the marriage? Why did it have to be in the marriage
we
that you were now told?
Starts. We don't know when it starts. Yeah. Maybe she went to church. They go, this church, some churches have...
Have what?
They have way of like...
Instilling fear, or putting fear through...
They will get what they will tell you, just be there, not there, go there. So this guy might need to like, maybe the woman herself needs help. Instead of blaming her, you might want to dig into the root of the matter.
Of the matter, exactly.
You understand? You know, you have to meet the pastor.
Hi, Odile is on the line. Hello, welcome. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive.
This issue we are talking about, sometimes when it is
a secret that you keep to save life or to save further evil from happening, it is good. But when it is a criminal heart, no, I don't think you have to keep things like that.
That's right.
Even when it's your family.
A friend of mine, there were four in their family with their aged mother. So one of them now died. They kept the secret from their mother for about 10 years before the mother now eventually died. And the mother died not knowing that one of his children was dead before her. One day, this woman just told them that she had a dream that she spread four wrappers on the line, and Bridge just came and took one off. So they just told her, "Mama, it's just a dream. It's just a dream." Without knowing that that was the dream that one of her son is dead. So they had to keep this secret from that mother, so that this mother will not just die untimely. The mother lived 10 years after the demise of one of her side.
Wow!
So
and it was kept a
in
secret.
In cases like this, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
So in cases like this, I think it's better to save further, you know, further people from dying in a case like this.
All right.
All right, thank you for sharing. We need to go on a break. We'll be right back.